Well, because a complaint was filed to our ethics board, our ethics panel, they did an investigation and determined that there was a violation by Dr. Dance accepting the consulting arrangement with the Supes Academy. And as part of their process, they can allow him the opportunity to contest the charge or not contest it or offer what's called a cure, which means he would offer a resolution. And in this case, he agreed that going forward, he would not accept any similar consulting arrangements in the future. He had previously terminated the arrangement with Supes even before the ethics complaint was made. And pursuant to their investigation, there was a confirmation that he never received any compensation whatsoever under the Supes consulting arrangement. So the ethics panel accepted his cure, as they call it, and forwarded their recommendation then on to the Board of Education. And we considered it earlier this week and accepted the recommendation by the ethics panel that that was the proper way to handle the matter and conclude it. So his contract is being amended so that in the future it will be clear that there will be no consulting arrangements which will be permitted. And as to this one, it was long ago concluded. And as I've indicated, he did not receive any compensation from it. So as far as the Board of Education is concerned, the matter is concluded.
Larry, were you, I know we spoke when this first developed last December, and I guess I'm still wondering from all of you as members of the school board and you being the president, I mean, this seems to be happening a lot in a lot of different places throughout our country where superintendents are doing any kind of consulting work. Is the biggest concern what for all of you if Dance had continued to work for Supes?
What's the biggest concern if he had?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's, I guess it's a couple of things. One, you want to make sure that there's no actual conflict of interest, that there's no conflict with any, if Supes were to bid on work to do for Baltimore County Public Schools. So that's one thing, to make sure there's no any actual conflict, which I don't think there was in this case. And the second thing is, I think you want the superintendent to be given his attention to your school system sort of 24/7, that he be here and giving his attention all the time. It's an interesting situation with the superintendents because, for example, Dr. Dance was just recently named as on the executive board of the National Organization of School Superintendents. That's a sort of a trade group almost of superintendents from all over the country, and he was asked to be on the board. So from that perspective, that certainly brings, I think, a certain amount of prestige to Baltimore County Public Schools that our superintendent would be asked to serve on that board. And there are certain times I think that, quite honestly, I think we're flattered when our superintendent is recognized and asked to participate or perhaps lecture somewhere about what's going on in Baltimore County and the things we're doing and sort of the cutting-edge things that we think we're doing with technology and some of the other things we're bringing to the classroom. So it's, I guess, a balancing act of, you know, we're pleased when those kinds of things are out there and encourage him to do those. Yet on the other hand, you know, on the other side of that coin, you have to make sure that there's not a problem with it interfering with his job performance or job duties. Really, the Supes contract, I don't think, although he did some work for them, I don't know that it really ever got far enough in terms of a volume of work to ever really detract from what he was doing here. He had only done it for several months, as I recall, and as I indicated, he was never paid even. Hadn't gotten far enough to get into that kind of arrangement. But he's acknowledged that he shouldn't have entered into that arrangement, and the board has acknowledged that that was inappropriate as well. So hopefully we've, I think, dealt with it openly and honestly, and hopefully have concluded it in the best interest of all concerned.